Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week we've been looking at the question, are you running for or from the truth? And there are several examples in Scripture of people running for or from the opportunity to hear the truth, support the truth, or reject the truth. And we've looked at several of those examples just quickly, but then yesterday we talked about how sometimes we can find ourselves somewhere in between. We don't know how to respond to the truth initially. We might be confused, nervous, scared, all of the above, or sometimes, like those in Acts chapter 14, respond in a genuine way. They like what they hear and they're in awe of what they've heard, but they try to worship the messenger instead of worshiping God. That was the case for Paul and Barnabas, and they had to correct the people that were doing that. And so for our study today, we're going to run with the assumption that we're all trying to run, but we need to take note that it matters how we run and how we finish. Our finish will be judged by the one who gives the prize and made the prize available to begin with. While we probably understand that in the back of our minds, that God is the judge, sometimes the way we run this race, and sadly sometimes the way we just slow walk it, we forget that God is the judge. God is going to hold us accountable for how we lived our lives. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, we see Paul write that we need to run with purpose. He says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." And so it's not that we're competing against each other for this wreath, for this prize, but understand that like a race that we would run competitively against others, we need to train. We need to run with purpose. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, we see that we need to run by following the example of others, and namely, Jesus. In Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, we read, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." We have had the blessing of being able to read Scripture is to see that others have run this race and have run it well before we have, and that we can follow their example, and ultimately following the example of Jesus. In Galatians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we read that we can't forget to check our progress and path. As Paul says, "Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along with me. I went up because of a revelation and set before them, though privately before those who seemed influential, the gospel that I proclaim among the Gentiles in order to make sure I was not running or had not run in vain." And so just because one is a preacher or a teacher of the gospel who is had the reputation of being a strong Christian, certainly Paul fits the bill for all of those things, and I'm sure there are many you could think of in your own life that maybe fit the description here. Myself as a preacher, need to make sure that I am on the right path, that what I'm preaching and teaching is the truth, and that I am practicing what I preach, that I'm running the race that I'm urging everyone else to run as well. And then finally, in Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16, we see the lesson that we need to run despite the hurdles and that it impacts others how we run. In Philippians 2, verses 14 through 16, Paul says, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain." And so the way you run can affect others. The way I run can affect others. It can even affect the ones that have taught us the gospel, that we could be a discouragement to them if we don't run the race well with them, or we could encourage them by running the race the best we can. And so it matters how you run, and certainly how you finish. Let's be running for the truth and not from it. And Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow for one more episode from this series right here on Press On. Press On is brought to you by the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship, and we have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You are always welcome to join us. For more Press On episodes or any other church information, find us online at beaverdamchurch.com, and you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. Thanks for listening, and let's press on.